got Justin coming. Come on up, get it. Okay, all right. Let's see now. Emerson, come here, please. Come here, I need your help. I was thinking of no one but you when I thought of this. Come here, no, she's coming up, good. Good, all right, I want you to take, see this. This is a big, pretty Bible. Have you seen this one before? It's been here in the church. I want you to hang on to it, I want you to hold it good, okay? Okay, just hold it. Hold it really good. Hang, no, hang on to it, good. Get ready to hold this Bible, okay? Are you ready? I want her to get ready to hang on to this Bible, and I want her to hold it good. All right, you ready? I want you to get ready to hold this Bible. Okay? We'll get her, let's get her ready to hold the Bible. You ready? Is she looking like she's getting ready? Is she ready to hold the Bible? Does it look like she's ready? Come on, get ready to hold the Bible. That's kind of silly, isn't it? Why is it silly? Why is it silly to tell her to get ready to hold that Bible? Why do you think? What? Huh? Why do you think it's, why is it silly to tell her to get ready to hold that Bible? It's funny, yeah, because she's already holding it, isn't she? That's kind of silly, isn't it? Now, I'm going to tell you, get ready to hold that Bible. But she's already holding it. That's silly, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So, can we get ready for something that happened yesterday? What did you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday? Do you remember? No? Jess, what did you do yesterday? Clean? Okay, you want to get ready to clean for yesterday? Does that make sense? Ooh. It doesn't. What?
Yesterday I shoveled the stuff.
Yeah, you shoveled some stone. Okay, well, you want to get ready to shovel snow yesterday? Does that make sense? No. Okay. Sit up. How old were you on your last birthday? Not the one coming up. How old were you on your last? It's got to count. You're pretty sure you were 12 on your last birthday. Okay, I want you to get ready to be 12. Does that make sense? Tell him he's already 12, his last birthday he was 12. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? He's already 12. That doesn't make sense, does it? Okay, I'm gonna get ready for last Easter. That doesn't make any sense, does it? That is silly to try and get ready for something that already took place. So it's just the same thing here in the church. Why do we have the trees up? Why do we have the Advent wreath? Why do we have all these decorations? Are we getting ready for something? What?
Christmas.
Yes, we are. But wait a minute. What happens at Christmas? What?
We get presents.
Yeah, we get presents. Yes, we do. What? Jesus is born here in the church. That's what we celebrate, that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. We're not getting ready for Jesus to be born anymore. That already happened. Okay? Well, we're getting ready for his birthday, yeah. Yeah, kind of. But we're not getting ready for Jesus to be born. That already happened. Just like she's already holding it, but is it getting heavy? I'm almost done. So it's kind of silly to be getting ready for something that already took place. Jesus' birth. It already took place. So what should we do? We're getting ready. That's what Advent is a time to get ready for Jesus' coming again. His second or third Advent. Jesus is coming again. That's what we teach you, right? We teach you in your Sunday school that Jesus is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and the new kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth, and everything all so wonderful, and we live forever. So what do we do in the meantime? What do we do while we're waiting for Jesus to come again? We hang on to his word. See, that's an important part. You're doing a real important part. We hang on to his word. That's why you're supposed to be holding it carefully. You hang on to his word. And it might be getting heavy here. Okay. It might be getting heavy. Thank you, person, for doing it for me. It might get heavy. But it's very much worth us keeping up and hanging on to his word. Because what do we read in the Bible? What? Glory. Yeah. What do we read in the Bible, Jessica? We learn about Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. So we hang on to his word. We hang on to it because he is coming again. Stop fighting. You're not fighting, brother. Brothers and sisters, no fighting in church. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. God's word, the Holy Bible, is something that we need to hang on to until he comes again. Let's pray. I'll say a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word that tells us more about Jesus, and that how he came when he was born, how he lived while he was here on earth, how he ascended into heaven, and how he will come again in the same way that he left. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.